AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Cities across the country like New York City and Washington are ramping up security for the 4th of July in light of a recent terror warning from the FBI and Homeland Security.
7,000 police officers will be flooding the streets for the big holiday, which includes a major fireworks display over the East River. And Police Commissioner Bill Bratton is reminding people to do their part to keep the city safe.
No specific threat directed against New York City at this time. A lot of arrests, as you saw in the previous weeks, of threats that were being directed against us. But at this time, we're relying very much on the see something, say something.
Bratton also points out the ability of the Islamic State group, also known as ISIS, to inspire the lone wolf. Julie Walker, New York.
Cities in the West are going to sweat over the holiday weekend. Jim Hayes, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, says summer is getting off to a sizzling start.
We're seeing places like Boise, Idaho, Walla Walla, Washington. We're seeing, of course, Las Vegas, Death Valley, the normal places, Sacramento. We're seeing those places over 100 degrees, triple digits, places like Walla Walla, Washington. It just doesn't happen all that often.
The Grateful Dead is closing the lid on a half century of music, culture, and concerts.
Will you come with me?
The Deadheads are coming to Chicago for the weekend for the final shows of the Grateful Dead's Fare Thee Well Tour. The concerts are at Soldier Field, which is not a coincidence. It's the last place that Jerry Garcia played with the band before he died in 1995. There's a museum there, which is also capturing the essence of the band, displaying artifacts like the skeletons and Rose's artwork. After decades on the road, the iconic band is finally taking a rest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP Radio News. The health officer in Clallam County, Washington, tells KOMONews.com a woman who died of measles had been vaccinated as a child, but Dr. Jeanette Stair says she had a compromised immune system when she was exposed to measles.
It's doubly tragic in that this was a preventable death.
The Franklin County Sheriff's Office in Washington State is investigating the deaths of two people found badly burned last night in a car. They're investigating it as a double homicide. The man fatally shot by a former CNN reporter at an Albuquerque motel had fled parole in Tennessee. Lynn Russell, who anchored headline news on CNN until 2005 when she retired, says her husband, who also worked for CNN, was shot three times before he killed the fugitive. Russell was not injured during the shootout at Motel 6 on Tuesday night. Her husband is recovering. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.